All right, here we go. One more time. Back for another Thursday. Trap House, let's get it. Yes, back again with my friends, making it happen, man. Of course, always and forever powered by Donkey Bongs TV. Word up, man. What's up, fellas?
Oh, yeah. Another great week, I guess, of comics and stuff.
That's right, man.
All kinds of shit on the horizon.
It just doesn't stop. Keeps going on. Every week picks up more and more, especially now going into the summer. I mean, you know, we got to keep expecting shit to be bubbling all over the place. Everything.
DC had a lit week this week.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. Let you see what we did throughout the week, what we're covering, what's interesting to us, and maybe you can share your thoughts with us as well, man. So welcome back, everybody out there who's joining us, and shout out to our brother D Strong. You know, he's not with us this week. He'll be back next week. He's handling his business.
Yeah.
Like we do. There we go. Vic Vega cracking something cold and fresh. What you working with over there?
Just grab the Solstice Lager Stella Dog.
There you go.
The Stella.
Stella.
Stella. Oh,
speciality. I think you guys see it.
All right. So I'm just drinking some tea out of my nice Yoda mug over here.
Oh, yes, tea.
Yeah. Yoda tea. Strict from Dagobah.
Rock nice water. Force B.
There you go.
Everybody detoxing that now I'm the only next week I'm gonna goddamn have a unsweetened hot tea, man.
You're gonna show with that, and we're gonna flip the script. We'll be doing key bumps and
word. That's what's up, though, man. I know a lot of things go on, you know, behind the scenes and off camera that, you know, y'all don't know about. You know, sometimes when we act like we're going to the restroom, who knows? You might be doing a rail, you know?
It's like speaking of rails, we had the first couple episodes of the New Boys season.
Oh, man, yeah.
Wow, what a great segue. Yes, indeed. The Boys are back.
They have some of the best, like, bodies exploding tech.
Yeah, man. They go all out.
It looks real.
I love it. I love the gore factor, man. And they did not pull back at all in this season. They added on, man, so far. Crazy.
It's like, you don't think they can do some fucked up shit anymore, and then they one up you.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're phobic on the first episode, that show, you better get a warning or something.
It's ridiculous, man. I mean, they're exploring. Yeah, that was the most banana shit, man. And it's funny too because these are all like parodies of known characters, right. Like, you Ant-Man, know what I'm saying? So you got this little Ant-Man dude running up on his shaft and getting on. Next thing you know, you've seen it. You see it. We won't spoil anything for anybody out there who might not have seen it, but man, that show was crazy. It's not for the faint of heart, definitely not for the kids. But I mean, if you know anything about the comic book, you would expect this level of incredible fucking gore and nastiness.
Yeah, but the Homeland of Handiwork though.
Yeah, there's a lot of memorable moments. If we get a new episode tomorrow.
So nobody knows what I'm talking about unless they see it.
Word. Episode 4 dropping tomorrow. Right now, they released 3 episodes at first, which is pretty nice. We got to kick back to a lot of content just to jump off, but we continue tomorrow. I don't know how many seasons, I mean, how many episodes the whole season is going to be. That's
I'm assuming 8 or 9.
Okay.
It would be nice to have a 10, you know.
Yeah, it's they're doing their thing, man. They've switched up a couple of different roles from the comic, but they're handling it in a real nice way.
Yeah.
And
oh yeah,
nothing bad to say about the boys. Nothing at all. What about some of these other things that we've gotten in the meantime? Like we said, it was going to overlap with Obi-Wan, but we got the first episode of Kamala Khan's Miss Marvel that dropped this yesterday.
Yeah.
On Disney Plus.
Yeah, from what I've seen of the character before this, she always came off as like very annoying to me, like the whole like fandom thing I didn't really like. But watching this first episode was great. Yeah. I thought it was really, really well directed. It almost felt like a live action, like Into the Spider-Verse, the way it was directed.
Where had, okay.
You know, shit on the walls as she's walking down the street.
Oh, man, I love
right,
that.
Right, yeah. There was a lot of creative stuff going on.
Especially when they're having a conversation and the conversation's carrying out from the imagination on the wall.
Yeah, like cartoon drawings and shit.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and that part where they were texting each other and you could kind of like, instead of seeing his responses on the phone, you see them like in the elements of the street.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's creative.
Yeah, there's a lot of thought going into the editing, you know, and I like it, you know. But like, you know, I've never read, you know, much Kamala Khan. I know, you know, a slight bit about her powers and whatnot. I do know that she was an Inhuman, and they've kind of taken that away.
Yeah, kind of made it more of like a ancestral type power or something, maybe.
Yeah, it seems like she doesn't have any powers at all. Everything is just coming from these bands. Do you know what I'm saying? Or maybe, you know, down the line, we'll see that those.
Yeah, so far, she only has one band.
Yeah, the band. Yeah, maybe that's like activating something that's already within her, but, you know, or who knows? Maybe whoever puts it on gets the same type of powers. Who knows?
Yeah.
Wonder if it'd be like, because isn't that's what Quasar has, right? Is the bands?
Quantum bands, yeah.
There you go.
Or it'd be something similar to that.
All this type of stuff could be like coming together. It kind of it reminds me too of the way that the rings went on to Shang-Chi or whatever for this new movie, and powers coming from that. So all that stuff is going to be connected, you know. And so
definitely is.
It was very colorful. The show was dope. You know, on certain levels, you know, I didn't really feel like I enjoyed it. I didn't it stop it. Or nothing, you know, I won't. What's that?
the Indian Hulk outfit.
Oh yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah,
her dad. He's like, I am so angry.
Yeah.
No doubt.
My bad.
That plus we got the new episode of Obi-Wan that dropped. Also, I've been keeping up with that, of course, Star Wars being my thing. And, nothing bad to say about that.
Overall, I like the show, but some of the supporting acting is pretty atrocious. Like that, what's her name? Reva? Third sister?
She's not doing that great of a job. I got to agree with you on that.
She's a butt actor.
She's really just like...
Like, anytime she tries to, like, act hard, it just falls apart.
The other funny part is the when he's running. He's like,
yeah,
that's what you said last week, man.
And that
his running is sort of like how your internet connection is right now.
Right. Somebody get me a goddamn router for my birthday, please.
And that that Princess Leia is horrible too.
Oh, you're not feeling a little Leia?
No, she's supposed to be 10 years old, and she looks like she's 5. She acts like it too.
She reminds me of my niece.
Right,
little cute, light skinned, crazy llama.
And I haven't seen every show or every movie ever made or anything, but in that first episode, I'm gonna go ahead and confirm that's the worst chase scene that's ever been made.
Now, that's one thing I got to point out. I even said it in the chat earlier today, man. Their action sequences and these chase scenes are like almost laughably bad. I mean, even the, in this newest episode where he's running away from probably about 50 stormtroopers coming from both sides, just blasting at him. I mean, we all know the whole, you know, lore of stormtroopers not being able to shoot, but Jesus, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this little girl's like standing in the middle of all, she's not getting hit.
He's just hitting the lasers away. Yeah. And so like zoom, zoom, it's, zoom.
The, yeah.
Both ways too.
The action sequence, the scenes of him evading are zoom. Just not getting it. They're not getting it.
Zoom.
All right. Yeah. It's, yeah. I guess you just got to break things down and you start seeing different levels of the game.
But you really got to use your imagination.
Well,
yeah, maybe the troopers aren't trained. They just don't want the uniform as civilians from day one.
Yeah, or you can stop making excuses and face the facts. It's just not very well-made television.
They cut into it. Like we got.
Well, there you go. Let's see. What else, though? You got some pretty interesting news that I saw not too long ago. We got a trailer that just popped up for a video game. They got this Midnight Suns video game coming out, official. And pretty interesting squad.
Like the Avengers.
Yeah, it's. I'll definitely check it out. It's not the type of game I usually play, though, because it's like a turn-based game with card combat.
So
you make a deck for each hero. I think of like 8 cards, and then you know they're randomly drawn as you're battling and stuff.
Got you.
So you don't have kind of free control over those characters, but we'll see. Sometimes they can be fun. Other times they're kind of boring.
Is that coming out for all the platforms? I wonder. Is that going to be?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting.
So it's almost like a video movie you get to narrate, I guess, with the gamble of the cards you pick.
Yeah. The what?
You know how like these movies are usually cinematographic movies where the choices you make kind of narrate where it goes. Is it like that? Like the choices you make with the cards might dictate how the...
No, they're just more of like... moves that you do, moves that your character do, so that you can kind of combine characters and do different moves to they basically use kind of strategy to
like RPG.
Yeah, it'd be like a turn-based RPG where you know you select what you want to happen, then it happens, and then there's kind of a pause, and then the computer does their moves or whatever.
RPG.
Usually how they play out, but.
If you're into that type of shit, it's just going to be coming out in October. And I just think it's interesting because of the fact that they're officially releasing, you know, some Midnight Suns Marvel property in, you know, different media. That means they're definitely moving towards, I mean, we already know with the characters they've been building in the MCU that they've been going towards the Midnight Suns live action. This kind of just nails it in the coffin that they're releasing different properties, you know, and it's coming. Just like another long-awaited rumored property from Marvel that we've all been happy to see, or something that I remember Dave right here just found his first appearance of these people not too long ago. A dope find. And here they come. The Thunderbolts has gotten its official director. And we'll be getting that Thunderbolt movie in the
near future. Hopefully. Seems like it's been coming for, like you said, for a long, long time.
Yeah, it looks like, you know.
I think that was like phase 2 shit.
Yeah, if monkeypox gets in the way, then we'll be watching it straight on our computers and screens.
Yeah, Deadline's reported it. Eric Pearson. Scriptwriter.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see what they could do.
Jack Schreier directing.
Sandman finally got a release date.
Yes. What else did he do? Jack Schreier also did some other shit. He comes from a pretty accomplished background, so it's not like a newbie just hitting the scene like some of these other projects that they've tried to dip into. Hopefully it gets right. There's a lot of different characters that have a potential to blow some books up because Thunderbolts is a pretty deep team.
Yeah, and they have a lot of different, it's kind of like Suicide Squad where they have different teams, you know, on different time frames and series. And
yeah, yeah.
Sometimes they're villains, sometimes they go the other route, you know, on the hero.
Yes. There have been different combinations of that squad, so there's no telling who they're going to ultimately go with, but everybody's a chance to grab them up. Good shit. I'm looking forward to a lot of this stuff, man. But these books, man. We hear about these books. What all these shows and movies and shit like that, is it making any waves in the secondary market with these first appearances and shit like that? That's one of the big reasons, you know, why a lot of people collect out there to gain some value for assets of these collections that we hold so dear. Mm-hmm. So you know, what's Incredible Hulk number? What is that? That's the first appearance of Thunderbolts, Dave.
446. Is that what it is? For some,
I can't remember what it is, but something like that. It's somewhere up there.
I'll tell you right now.
I remember you just came across that not too long ago, right?
Yeah, it was just 449.
Okay, 449. Now, see, this report, and with all the information and that kind of news hitting the scene, we're sure to see that book take a jump right now. You know, where is it? Yeah. Let's see. We got a lot of recent sales May 24th. Let's take a look. Yeah, there hasn't even been any sales of this comic book in June at all.
Probably start popping here this next week.
Yeah, now that this news is hit.
Until it gets me.
We'll see it trickle in for June pretty soon. It's been kind of like steady rising, I guess, from the beginning of the year, January, see, going up to February, a couple of more every month.
Yes, it's like all speculation till it's like full-blown confirmation. That's where everybody's
up on. It's been hovering around that $80 mark on Raw. Shit, 9.8s. Last one sold May. $515. Like you say, I mean, this is the first Thunderbolts. There's no telling what team they're going to go with. There's also a first appearance later down the line in a Thunderbolt volume that just introduces a new team. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Maybe had a recent Thunderbolt team makeup in the Devil's Reign. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Devil's Reign. Yeah. Thunderbolts. Yeah. There's no telling. But it's all good stuff to look out for, you know? That's just the point of it. All right. Let us know what books you found out there in the chat. If you come across anything special, Niobe Comics, what's good with it? What about the new stuff? Did y'all make it to the shop yesterday? New comic book day?
I didn't get any. Got mail call coming in here pretty soon for new stuff, but I did hit up a sale that they had a couple of weekends ago for Memorial Weekend at this place. It's kind of about an hour drive for me.
Okay, all right.
They had a buy one, get one free on back issues.
Tight. Did some real hunting. That's nice. So I can't wait to check those out. Yeah, I didn't go to the shop this week at all. I got to look back. Nothing really caught my attention, and plus I've still been doing heavy pre-ordering, so I got whatever I needed already covered a while back. But sometimes I like to nitpick on certain things that I might have either missed or just feel like checking out.
Yeah.
But I didn't make it to the shop for Wednesday. I'll go by some time this weekend. I'll have some time to check out something. But there's nothing too, you know, as pressing that I feel like I need to rush to the store to get. So, it's just one of those weeks. Good. Easy on the wallet.
Yeah. I wanted more, but I contained myself. I had
word, really.
Like I said, DC had a hot week with this Dark Crisis going on.
Ah, yeah, that is one I wanted to check out, though. They didn't they kind of tease that, I guess, in something Free Comic Book Day this year or something? I can't remember where I saw something about that before, but the new first issue just dropped Wednesday, right? Or Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
You all right? Well, there you go.
And they got, you know, the inclusion titles as well, you know, that's hitting the shelves as well.
Dope. Oh, yeah. June, Pride Month. They got a lot of Pride Month variants from Marvel hitting the scene. Mm-hmm. There was some, I can't remember. There was one that was crazy. I can't remember if it was Captain Marvel or some shit like that, but I got to look it up. Some ill variants out there.
I think it's gonna be a big month for DC. Like usually, I'm always on the Marvel end, but I give it to them. Like they got some releases.
Word. Good shit. Well, like I said, I didn't make it to the shop this week, but you know, I got to, like similar to Dave, I got some mail call and this and that to take a look at. But you see it scrolling at the bottom of the screen right there. Cover Combat is definitely happening tonight. Castle covers.
Yeah, that was harder than I possibly could have.
Yeah. I didn't do so bad. I found a nice little grip. I just went ahead and stopped. But we're down one contestant tonight, so you know we'll pull it off the way we do anyhow. And that's coming up a little bit later. Oh yeah. Vic Vega has put up his GoFundMe router for basement. Plead.
It's a shame I buy some damn Ray-Ban glasses with a camera and I have a router for the basement. Where's my priorities, bro? Let me get a router. Like, I'm getting a router.
Oh, man, well, let's look at some books, man. Let's take a look. You know, there's no need to delay.
Let's do it.
The people came here for. I don't really have anything exciting to show. So, who's ready to go?
I don't have much, but I'll go.
Let's take a look.
Okay. Yeah, I've been trying to budget because there was a lot more books that I wanted, but I'm really going to tame myself as a
thing. Yeah. You know? What shop did you go to today? You got a lot to choose from out there.
I just went to Infinite. Kept it simple. Didn't bypass. I only have one on hold that I didn't grab on Wednesday, which is the Dark Label Aquaman. The new series is going to be a 4-part series. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Aquaman Andromeda.
Okay.
So it's like a horror story with Aquaman and the Black Manta competing on unravel mystery concealed beneath the waters of Point Nemo. Okay. So it looks pretty cool. Dark, and I love it.
Sounded ill.
Yeah, it's that magazine size type flow that they do. So his a variant cover of the Dark Crisis issue 1, and Superman's son John is trying to perform the team. So don't get fooled by the cover. Some of them are with it, some aren't. You know, they're still recovering over the death of the Justice League. The only survivor from that conflict was Black Adam. And Green Lantern was away somewhere else. Like, y'all gonna trust him, you know, to tell how it happened? So he's just trying to get new recruits because crime is getting out of hand with the Justice League announcement of their death. And there's some type of dark force that's making villains and evil forces move with more anticipation than normal. So it's, you know, let's see where that goes. He goes, Nuvia, this is her first solo right here. You know, she's had like limited series and whatever tie-ins, like with Trial on the Amazon, but is the Nuvia queen of the Amazon's number one Pride variant. That artwork is hard.
Yeah, when I first saw it, I almost thought it was a photo.
Yeah, it almost looked like Keisha Cole.
That's crazy.
And Keisha Cole in pink.
That's dope.
You know, whoever the artist is, nailed it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, with that around. Yeah, that tablet art, man, when you have and the paint programs, so far you could go with it. No, beyond what we were doing on Photoshop and layers and, you know, and masks and whatnot. Now you just have a tablet pen doing all kind of fly magic.
Hey, that's Kevin Wada on the cover right there.
What?
Kevin Wada, W-A-D-A.
W-A-D-A. You heard that from the man himself, folks.
What the?
Sorry. Had to do it. So here's the Poison Ivy cardstock variant over here. And the cover is by Warren Lau.
Oh, dope.
That's tight right there.
So that one was ringing bells to me more so than the, you know, the other covers that I saw on the shelf. I'm gonna grab that one. Plus, I seen that one.
Why.
Yeah, I was drawn to that one. There was a few others, but they were like $20 books. I'm like, I'm not doing that right now. Jane Foster and the Mighty Thor, issue one, original cover, of course.
Nice.
You know, so
of course they're doing Jane Foster re-release right now.
Got to get that ball rolling for the movie.
Milk it.
Yep, she's got that wooden hammer in her hand. So yeah, you know how they get all that worked up, you know, when the movie's coming.
Did they do that for Kamala Khan? I don't remember any kind of big time special new Miss Marvel books that came out ahead of her show release. Am I bugging?
They probably did. We paid it no mind.
I just don't recall.
They did Obi-Wan when that was coming
out. Yeah, for sure. And they've made, you know, I don't think they did a really big campaign before Kamala. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think they did, comic wise.
Doesn't seem like curious. It. I don't pay attention to her, so
yeah, I don't either. But I mean, usually they put it so fucking big in your face that you don't help. Yeah. You know, you at least see something, or they throw her up into everybody else's current series that is hot.
Well, they might have a cover for her like they do with Carnage and everybody else. I don't know. If they did, we missed it. But I think I'm caught up where it's safe to read this one, Venom number 8. But okay. I got to recheck if I read issue 7. I'm sure I did. But this is a key where the debut of the War Star symbiote suit appears on this one.
That's tight.
So, you know, kind of mission number 8. So far, it's been a pretty relevant book series by Man Kate. This one over here was pretty good read. Pretty much they swapping abilities and powers with Thor number 26, which is part 4 of the Banner War.
Damn, I got to get caught up with the Thor
Hulk.
Pretty much. So
Hulk? Horse? Is that
Hork. Has shown to be able to rub off on other people. Like, now it's contagious. His game is contagious. So it could temporarily Hulk out people within that he touches. And they're having such a brawl out that Hulk has such a malicious gamma explosion that it affects Thor. And then you also, I don't want to tell too much if you guys are reading it, but, you know, Odin is Thor's hammer now because he's dead, but his aura, his spirit is alive in the hammer. Because as we saw within the God of Hammers, Mjolnir is an entity of its own that went dark once it was released. and combined with Magog when he was thrown into the sun by Jane Foster, and then Mjolnir was as well. But Odin has been able to look into Bruce Banner's mind and see what really happened at that bar where he's being hunted down for the killing all those people there in that town.
Oh yeah.
And remember, Titan, that dark evil entity that creates Titan, but that's not necessarily Titan itself. There's something behind that provokes and causes that Hulk out to become Titan. That the mystery's still there, but Odin's starting to tap in. You know, it's dope. I didn't mean to go so long with it, but I like where they're going. I hope they keep that energy. And last for this week's pick, then I just have a couple back issues. After School from Skyhound Presents. It is a Image collaboration with Skybound. So these are one shots. It's supposed to be four of them, and each story is just one shot of its own story online. They're not all connected by no means. Just some cool old school, mysticism and thriller. So back issues I had picked up was Dark Age on Black History Month variant. Miss Rambo herself.
Oh, cool.
Thought that was fire. This is a Daredevil Volume 6, 36 cover B variant by Juan Cabay, Stormbreakers cover. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, got the Spider-Man looking kiss thing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Right here we have the Captain Marvel number 35 cover D, Russell Dartman spoiler design cover.
Nice. It seemed like
what I'm seeing in the shops, because I haven't grabbed Captain Marvel off the shelf. I think she's taking the mantle now.
Yeah, I think I heard something like that.
Yeah, the binary form that she used to transform into has now become its own sentient being on its own, right? Or something like that.
Right. And you see how they've been coming with it with these Catwoman covers, man. This is number 42, which I had 41 and 43, but not 42. And, they had the little sale going on. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. That was Jeff DeCall covers. Man. Knocking them down.
Yeah.
Pretty good book, too, as far as story goes. Bat Universe is catching my interest again. That was my week.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's good shit. Nice covers, man.
Sorry for the over explanation of some of the books.
Nah, man. And people want to know, That's what helps people gain interest in whether if not they want to read it. You don't work for them, but hey, if you like something, you encourage other motherfuckers to check it out too.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. Shouts out to everybody in the chat. Y'all hit that thumbs up for us if you haven't done that real quick. Thumbs up, thumbs up.
Bravo, Batman. Larry of Niobe Comics.
What up, what up, what up?
Max.
What's good, Max?
Machine Gun Mary 3 is coming.
Oh, nice.
Shouts out to that, man. You got to hit us up with that when it's ready.
Machine Gun Titties.
Word.
Yeah.
Let's see what's going on. Where did I even put him?
Okay. Niobe's pretty hot, too.
I had, like I said, I didn't go to the store, so all I have is the stuff that came in from the mail during the week. Let's see here. And some dollar bin stuff too. Yeah, I did go get some dollar bin stuff during the week. Star Wars High Republic. This is High Republic Adventures, issue number 11. Filling in the gap for that series. This was only, I think, 13 issues long. 13 or 15 that this series
went. They both series, because that's the Adventures and then the regular High Republic, they both ended at the same time, right?
Yeah, right around the same time. This is the IDW series, and the regular Star Wars High Republic, of course, is on Marvel Comics.
Right.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of different alien races on that cover.
Yeah, the whole series had some really sleeper covers, man. I don't know exactly who was doing all of these, but they were really killing the game with the depth and the just almost texture-like density of all the character work that they put into it. It's crazy. Also had issue number 7 right here. Nice. I feel this. I think all I need is issue number 8, and I'll have the whole series.
Oh, you'll find it.
Went back and picked up some of the ones that I just didn't have. This is an ill cover right here, too.
Yeah.
Issue like number 10. Those all black covers like that. Well, mostly black background. They're hard to get good condition. So
crispy.
That one is going to definitely go in the box as soon as possible.
Yes, sir. Yes, that's what she said.
Good time.
All right. I ordered this one from Scout Comics just because I read the description of it. It was like reminded me of some Adult Swim type shit, you know, with Mullet Cop.
Oh, no. Looking like Seth Rogen.
That looks like
look like Daddy. Okay. What's his name?
Yeah, the fucking Kenny Powers.
Yeah, my man. I can't remember his last name.
I want to be an American.
But the big boss in this is like a old granny in the back of a fucking fast food shop or something like that. And he's trying to take her down. But this is some wild shit, man. It's a thick book too. It's pretty good. But from what I heard, this property's been picked up. I think might be coming to Netflix.
That would be amusing, and I hope they find they choose the right guy, because I think we already know who would body that, you know.
Yeah, so it's a funny concept, man. Perfect for TV. All right, I pre-ordered some of this stuff. They were only 50 cents. They had some reprint copies of some nice books that came out for 50 cents. I went ahead and grabbed some reprints. The Boys. Introductory price.
Oh yeah, I definitely grabbed that one. That's a pretty kinky issue.
Herogasm reprint. The Herogasm is, from what I hear, going to be touched upon in this new season.
Oh shit! So we're gonna get some softcore porn.
Word, we'll see.
As if you haven't already,
we already have.
Shit. In the books, it's completely hardcore, over the top porn. So you know, we'll see.
It was rough.
Issue number 7 of The Boys, introductory price 50 cent reprint.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Another one I grabbed up.
I mean, they have that one. I would have grabbed that.
Introductory priced Army of Darkness versus Reanimator.
Oh, man. We found way more. Didn't have that.
Dynamite Comic flavor. That's a dope Ash Williams right there, man.
Oh, yeah.
William
Medina says Herogasm will be episode 6.
Ah, okay. There we go. Yeah. Good looking at William. Looking forward to that one. I need this one as a poster, man. That's a crazy Ash.
Yeah.
All right, one more from the introductory price joints. Unholy. Draculina.
That one.
Dracula.
Yeah. That's a fire cover.
Yeah.
Knocking just everything off.
It's a tight cover. Another 50 cent introductory price. All right. Some dollar bin flavors right here. Just run through. Nice covers. For a buck. Mighty Thor number 438.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, a lot classic of those Thor covers are pretty cool.
Yeah, man.
He had the 80s rock star vibe going.
Yeah, these are like real classic style covers, man. Some of the last generation of that style. Captain America.
Ooh.
Issue number 20. These actually came from grab bags. I didn't pick these individually, but they came from the 3-pack grab bags that y'all hear me talk about from time to time, where I little 99-cent store down the block where I go get my toiletries and some comic books all at the same time.
You know, I like the surprise, the element of surprise with those bags, though.
Yeah. You know, they're in there, you know, they're only $1.50. So
never know what you get sometimes.
See what it does. Generation X.
The staple of the grab bag.
Yes. All have been populous right here. We should have something to do with the most popular dollar bin books of all time.
Hell so, yeah. Stormwatch.
New Universe. Justice. I think I showed his first appearance that was in New Warriors issue number 40-something that I found in the same dollar bins not too long ago. This is an ill cover right here, though.
Yeah, I used one of his covers for our jail locked up CC.
Dude, looking like Ming the Merciless back there.
Yeah.
But that's ill. Another dollar bin grab bag
to make you pick up sand.
A little cartoony looking X-Men 92.
Oh, Batman would have loved that one. She would have definitely been all ish for that. You see,
I'll keep it to the side. I don't need this. It's hers. It's hers.
You hear that, Batman?
Batman, that's for you. There you go. All good. West Coast Avengers here. Issue number 33.
Definitely. Yeah.
You only Wonder Man.
Snatch those up every time you see them.
That's right. I don't miss these. That's a good one in the three pack right there. Yeah.
What's crazy is he is a currently a pacifist, but if they put up a storyline to make him snap right now, not too many characters could stop him.
Mm. Wonder Man's no joke.
He's under radar on the power skip.
A couple DC goodies here. Nightwing.
Dope cover.
Yeah.
Really dope.
James Bond looking cover.
Exactly.
Check the reverse though, like with the Art Nouveau or the red and the black. No, that's Art No Tan. Sorry, not Nouveau. Art No Tan. When one shape looks like.
They added the color to the background of the UPC to just make it all conform, you know.
Super clip.
Nothing throws it off. Issue number 59, Nightwing, right there, Volume 2.
That's super dope.
Also from Volume 2 of Nightwing, issue number 76.
Nice.
This Cagney and Lacey looking motherfucker busting shots.
Those are some really well done colors, though, man.
Yeah, sick. Yeah. I like the blur and the motion in the shot.
Yes.
Yeah, is that like an old school lamp in the background that's all blurry?
Yeah.
And dented. Like it just has so much action, you know, just in that one cover.
Dude is like, ah! She's like, shut up, you little bitch. Bow, bow, bow.
Right, like, I would have never gave you something I knew you was this soft.
This is good to find. I actually have issue number one. This is only 4 issues mini series, so I'm looking for 2 and 3 now to fill it on in. From Dark Horse Comics, their G.I. Joe volume.
Oh, wow.
This one looks a little more rugged.
Man, yeah.
He looked like he'd do fentanyl and gets busy.
That's all that, you know, that's the Doom cover.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's like an homage to that.
Oh, there you go. Wow. He Doom looks homage. Like.
Glad you pointed that out. I would have never pinned that. But that's a dope-ass homage right there.
They all look like they hit that myth.
Yeah. 4-issue series, G.I. Joe. I haven't checked that one out, but for 4 issues, I'll dive into it and see what it does.
Yeah. Give that a read.
Yeah. This one was in the pack also. It's the last one from the 4 packs.
Rye. I buy those from Batman.
With some Black Manta looking motherfuckers in the
back.
Yeah.
Damn, that's close as hell, too. Like,
I have no other issues at all of Future Force. This is completely just random in my collection. That'll go that'll go in the giveaway case. That'll go in the giveaway case.
That little giveaway stat.
These are just some random dollar bins right quick. I'll run through dope covers, though, right here. Immortal 2. Issue number 4 from Image Comics. A nice beheading cover right here.
Damn. That's it.
Yeah. That's it for her.
I guess there was
the relationship is officially over.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was no more talking.
That's it. Yes, that's it. He
gatekeeper piece.
He got fed all the way on up. All right, issue number 2 of 4 here. Again, a 4-issue miniseries from Dark Horse. I guess they did a lot of 4-issue series. Alien Apocalypse, The Destroying Angels, issue number 2.
I wonder what that story's about.
Yeah, good.
No, because we love these movies, but then but the books take it to a whole more depth.
Hell yeah. Look, you're right about that. Take it to a new level. You got this King Kong Bundy looking brother over here going after fucking Adrian Barbeau with an owl on her.
Right. Like, what the fuck is that owl going to do?
Did you see they have a new Predator TV show coming out?
Yeah, Prey.
Prey, yeah.
Oh, that's a TV show, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
The trailer looks great.
That looks dope. That looks dope.
Was it Hulu adapted?
Did they drop a trailer? They dropped a trailer for it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rich played on a Ruckus Radio show on Wednesday. It looks pretty good.
Okay. I'm going to have to check that out. I'm late on that one. Peace, Tyrone. What's good with it? All right. Another one from Dark Horse. I had issue number 1 of this, and this is, again, another 4-issue series from Dark Horse. So I had issue number one. Might as well find the rest of them if they pop up. Barbed Wire, Ace of Spades.
Oh, cool.
Oh, man, that's a tight cover, too.
Yeah. Never go wrong with the ladies on the cover. And she's about to get popped up. She's got the Tech Nine right there, temple. Blah.
Yeah, there's no ducking that.
No. Let's, some kind of way she's going to make it through that situation because, well, that's her title. Unless part 4 is her funeral or something.
I wonder who did that cover, though. His pen game is tight.
Yeah, I don't know who's on the cover on that one. Not sure.
Yeah, the anatomy.
The great Tim Bradstreet.
Yeah, I'm digging it all.
Definitely liking this one, too, from Image Comics. Issue number 6 is Glory.
Oh, yeah. I have one cosplay of that one. It looked like a retired Dolly Parton on that cosplay one I had. She comes from the Savage Dragon store, family tree.
Nice cover right there, though. Very nice.
I like how he zoomed in on the buns when he said nice cover.
Badger. This was just a complete cover buy for me, man, because everything going on this cover is just bananas. Got a
big-ass butcher knife.
Word. The old girl coming about to redneck. Shorty's about to smack him up with her Coke tray.
Yeah.
That's one hero that couldn't afford the rest of his costume and started wearing sweatpants on the bottom.
Word. Yeah. Why is his top part of his costume all superhero-y and tight and forming through his muscles and the bottom part is some dickies?
Yo, one of the issues they had him with some gray sweats on top of that.
He got some dickies on, man.
Fighting wow, for that.
Oh, man. Oh, you got the crack pipe in the back.
Got the chicken on the floor.
It's about to catch on fire. The heroin candle just dropped on the floor. It's
watching over the trailer parks of New England.
This is an ill cover right here. All right, last but not least, another just add-on. Had issue number 1. Probably everybody does in the world because it's one of the most popular dollar bin comics. But it's a good one to grab right now because the property is definitely being worked with. Found issue number 2 of the Max.
Okay. Yeah, I used to love the Max. I got that one in my Image box.
Nice.
I think I had the whole set at one point.
Cool shit.
Remember on MTV Oddities, they had that on the animated series?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the 90s?
Okay.
The 90s?
And also I did find this at Midtown Comics and add to my figure collection. How great DMC. It was $18.
I knew it. They wilding with those.
That was fine with me. I jumped it. As soon as I saw this, I was like, I'll buy it.
They got Chucky as well.
$50. DMC is going right next to Jay.
I couldn't do it, man. I wanted to, but like.
They actually had the run and the Jay to go with this, but I only wanted DMC.
They got everything. Like that series run? For those little figures, they got every character you can think of. Jason, Freddy.
This would go right next to Old Dirty Bastard. when I get him set up. But yeah, dope shit.
Nice.
Oh, I want to give a quick shout out. Tyrone Green, Gatekeeper, his album coming soon. Shout out to his podcast as well. Love and Lust, Behind Enemy Lines on Axis Radio and YouTube.
Tight.
Check that out. Just wanted to give him a shout out.
Throw that link up in the chat room. You're more than welcome, bro. Drop that link. All right. Let's see what it's working with, Dave.
All right. Like I said, I hit up this Memorial Day sale that was buy one, get one free on back issues. So most of these were $3, so basically $1.50 each. This first one, though, was not a back issue. It was a newer book, so I paid just cover, but I needed it. Punisher, number one.
Okay,
That Alex Ross variant.
Do you have all of those?
What's that?
Do you have all those?
No. Actually, this is my only one I have.
Okay, gotcha.
But it was must have.
He looked like a roided up Agent Smith on that cover.
Yeah. Grunty. All right, now to the back issues. Punisher War Journal, 25.
All right.
A lot of these I found, so had to load up on these. Number 27.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, you about to spit tobacco.
This one's great right here. Number 31.
Oh yeah, I got that one. I found that one recently, man.
Get a little closer.
Yeah, some of these are funny. 32.
Oh man, that's sick.
This one's great. 33 covers.
Wow. Oh, he got the rainbow bandana.
Wow.
Yeah. Doing the pose and everything. 34.
Closing in on those bonuses.
Man, that's ill. That's like some anime stuff.
Yeah.
35.
Oh, shit.
Going pistol to pistol there.
Warren Moon about to give him the business.
37. This guy thinks he has the advantage. He got the Punisher back there. He's ready to blow a hole in his head.
Ready with EJ help for ransom.
Man, these covers are sick.
Oh, this one's great too. 40.
Wow!
Oh yeah,
she got this.
He's always saving some type of chick.
Oh yeah, she's like a nightgown. Went up
to a Dykeman, got him a Dominican girl to save that.
Right. And he got some haze.
41.
That's the man right there. He's doing Spider-Man now.
66.
Oh, that's tight.
That's ill.
Almost looks like Dolph Lundgren or something.
Yeah, like that. See, I've never seen some of these before, man.
And 70.
Oh, man, you're closing in.
I think I have about half of them now. Oh, here's another one. 71.
I know I probably asked before, but how many does that run?
I think it's 78.
Okay. Man, that's not too hard to conquer, man. Yeah,
you're closing in. That's how I went to X Factor and a couple other titles.
Yeah, it's nice when you can get him like under 100. It seems like achievable to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Highly agree.
Okay. Avengers West Coast 67.
Oh, he's starting another problem.
Yeah.
West Coast.
There we go. You know how we get with that.
I have a couple series I'm starting to close in on, so you know, I got to start up a new one now.
Mm-hmm.
West Coast 87.
Boom. Oh, shit. Wolverine was...
And another one I kind of started up to here, Quasar 55.
All right. Quasar's a good catch. I found a lenticular one in a holographic one I should have grabbed. It was only $5.
Oh, yeah. You got to snatch those up.
Yep.
This is one I try to snatch up anytime I see Spider-Woman, number two.
Good shit.
Oh, word.
I think this is only like 4 or 5 issues or some shit.
Okay.
If they bring her back in that costume, that would be fine.
Yeah. Wolverine, 136.
Alone against the cosmic something.
Wolverine, 159.
Whew. Yeah. That's an L one right there. That cover, the fire is sick.
Wolverine 3.
See, he got distracted by the woman as always.
Yep. number 6.
Crazy. Mr. Patch.
So closing in on Wolverine, I think there's 189 issues. I only need like 6.
Oh.
6 more. Right. Found this one. This was a great pickup because they just mentioned her in Obi-Wan, Star Wars number 17.
Oh, you found that.
That's going for like $75 right now.
Yeah, that book is blowing up right now.
Good look.
Crazy. That's a big one right there. That's a huge find of the week. Right there. That deserves tits.
All right. These other ones, they had kind of just like behind glass, and the sale on those was 25% off. So I got Star Wars Tales, number 14. This is pretty cool.
All right. Apocalypse. Oh, intro. Got an Apocalypse Now Ewok?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
And so it was $4.99, so it basically knocks down to $3.75.
Oh, fire.
Same thing with this one. It was $4.99, so $3.75. Star Wars Tales, number 17. These are all big books, too.
So yeah, these pages. Are oversized issues, man. Killing the game.
And I think these are all the alternate covers, too. This one is anytime I see Dark Horse Darth Maul covers, snatch them up.
Oh no,
this is a Darth Maul number 2 of 4.
Oh, good one.
And of course, same thing on this one, it was $4.99, so $3.75. Star Wars Tales number 13.
Oh, so you know that they're accrediting that to possibly be the first appearance of Baby Yoda.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. That book is on fire. It's about an $80 book.
There it is. And now this one.
Found one of those in Jersey.
I'd say this one's a mid-tier grail. They wanted $40 for it, so 25% off. It was 30. Definitely needed it. Wolverine number 1.
Nice.
Woo.
You're killing it. This is, yeah.
You had a good week.
The last is what we did.
Yeah, that's a week.
On fire.
Got to have that so I can complete that run. But yeah, that was my memorial sale week.
You got to be fucking kidding.
That was incredible.
Good stuff.
Great work. Great finds, knocking them down right there. Wow. You know the Star Wars books speak right to my soul, man.
Oh, you got some
crazy ones right there on the cheap. You got to be smart shoppers out there, ladies and gentlemen. Know what you're looking for, know what to find. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And look outside of your own interests. Look outside of the stuff that you might be accustomed to only reading and stuff, because you don't want to pass up high value books when they're sitting right there in your face. Under your nose, you don't know what to do.
Yeah, Dave is what you call a splinter cell. He seeks and destroys.
Yeah, sniffs them out. He travels for miles and miles and goes directly to the hot bins.
Stealth mode.
Nah, that's tight,
my,
though.
My options out here are small, so I gotta take advantage where I can.
I hear that, man.
That's what she said.
You're doing what you gotta do, man.
Yes, that's what she said.
There you go. All right, man. Yeah, that was definitely crazy. Number one find of the night, man. Some of those Star Wars things. Dave gets the crown.
I can't be faded.
Can't be faded. All right. Let's keep it moving, man.
Now I'm already faded. One can. Shit. My tolerance has been going downhill year after year.
Is that some kind of heavy alcohol content in that stuff? Yeah, is that special like 19% alcohol?
Getting weaker. Like getting older and weaker.
It looks big, though. What's that, like a quart?
24 ounces.
Okay. Word up.
The golden
Enjoy, man. Yeah. You know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, keep it light tonight.
We got Cover Combat to get into, though. I know that much. And we've been knocking down our subject matter for the last few weeks without any problem. Like, none of that late deciding, what are we going to do? No. Ghosts. Week before that, what was it? Some other shit that we just... Yes, lightsabers. And this week, castles.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely lose.
No, deep explanations needed for that subject matter. It's fucking castles. Comic books with castles.
Oh, man, I could have just done a bunch of Punisher.
Hey, you know? That's
you know, I thought about that in the back of my head, like, in a funny way. You know how, like, we justify certain shit? I was like, oh, I should just come up with a castle book.
It's an angle, you know? Sometimes when you have to dig deep and you don't have much else to go with, you got to play with the angle. But tonight, we're not going to delay any further. It's time for Cover Combat. Oh, look at that. As soon as we intro, Vic disappears. I wonder...
We also would like...
Whoops.
Jesus. All right. Blast. Yeah, no. All right, it goes. Nobody escapes. All right. We're going to have three rounds. Three covers apiece.
Three rounds, three covers.
No different than any other week. Vic isn't around right now, so I guess we're going to let Dave make the final call as to where we stop the shuffle.
I think the final call is going to be right now.
There it is. There it is. Vic Vega hits the ever-coveted first position. There he is.
The Royale with cheese.
He has made it. As y'all know, Cover Combat, like I said, consists of three rounds. Tonight's theme, best castle covers. We're down one player.
Man.
Deep Strong. He'll be back. We got the ultimate three-man force tonight anyway. So it's time to get it cracking. While you were away, Dave made the call on where the position falls, and you have ended up in the first spot for round one. Vic Vega, are you ready?
No.
All right.
Round one, fight.
Oh, fuck, man. I'm going to go with this one for round one, man. Let me get out this plastic because you know how Midtown puts the labels on the classics.
Yeah,
covers a lot of, you know, covers some of the punk and detail. So I went with Dark Knights of Steel variant, which I believe is a Midtown exclusive. Issue one.
Ah.
Oh, cool.
So I'm kind of like, it ain't the best castle, but it still has the vibes.
It's a castle.
That's a castle. That's right. Tight.
So I just wanted to be in the contest. I didn't have
that's
much
straight work. Up castle, bro. That's castle working.
So yeah, you know that's where I'm going with it.
I'm mad at
castle work.
No, it can only be gothic castles. So I mean, I'm not fucking around with any of those kind of castles.
Yeah, yeah.
Arabic castles
or white castle.
Thank you, sweetie.
I was trying my best.
That would have been a good one, too.
I wish I had a white castle on one of my comics.
That shit would have been for a Herald. I would have won by default, for real. All
right. Let us know what you think about that.
Batman, when you come back on the show.
Word up.
All them books you got.
We have castle covers tonight. As we continue on with round one.
Round one, fight.
All right. I found a bunch. Let me figure out which one to drop here. I like this. This is one of them. This was the first one I thought about. All right. We do it like this. Y'all want some castles. Let's go with the Black Knight.
A classic.
Okay. Go with Odin's drip gear in the back. Showing that 1412 drip.
Word up. For Merlin.
That's definitely castle.
Straight castled up.
Yeah, that's when he had a classic helmet like that covered the whole face.
Old school.
Dope.
Castle.
Is that a facsimile?
No, this is issue number one. This is a one shot. Black Knight's
It was like last couple of years though, huh?
I don't know what year this is. I don't think this is extremely recent, but it's not too old.
Yeah, it's pretty cool how they made it look old, though.
Yeah. They got that type of style. Good stuff. Castled up. Let us know what you think about that. Round one continues on with Super Dave.
Round one, fight.
When I hear castles, I immediately think Doom.
That's fire.
Having a parade. Everybody loves him.
That's a good find right there.
Matt Verde, yeah.
I vote for Dave.
Tight.
There's a lot of castle going on there.
Castled up. Castle. Let us know what you think about that one. As we throw up round one.
Yeah, man. Yeah, put it back in plastic.
Too. All castled up.
Foreboding structures.
If you saw it, you saw it.
Word up. I ain't mad at that.
I'll be mad when I gotta put it back in the bin. Yeah, they did pretty good. Already had a dope one too, man. The vintage Black Knight joint.
Tyrone Green. I agree.
I'm still here.
Word up. Let them know. We got round two ready to go.
Yeah, let's go.
Cracking.
Fuck it.
Vic Vega, let's get it.
Round two, fight.
See, I found this one on, I thought it was a pretty dope battle. Beware of the Bishop. He may look like the man of the cloth, but he's really a deadly chessman.
Nice.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I was looking. I thought there were some Iron Man with castles, but I didn't have any. I thought I did, but.
That's dope.
Yeah, I overlooked it once and then went through the CLZ again and found this. I was like, oh, okay.
Nice. You
know, some castle elements in there. The old school Iron Man getting it popping. You know, for those that like the back, the vintage joints, got one for you right here, round one.
That's back when his suit was still made of iron.
Definitely.
Right, definitely. Not the plexiglass shit.
Yeah. Nanoparticles.
Right, yeah, he is nanoed up now.
Nah, that was dope. I like that old school style too, man. A lot of action going on that cover. Fresh shit. Let us know what you think about that, chat. Let's see. Keeping it going for round two.
Round two, fight.
All right. Kind of L. Yeah, I like to keep the old school, not real true, not crazy old, but older flavor. House 2, second story.
Good one.
Hell yeah.
A nice what I would say, design to that castle.
It's like a haunted castle.
Not detailing.
Yeah.
It's hard to get the artist to draw a goddamn castle, man.
I mean, nowadays, they don't really do a lot of background work, you know, just be like the main character and some psychedelic shit going on.
But yeah, some wind or
kind
something.
Of more of a splash page rather than a.
Yeah. So this is a nice, it's a treat.
A landscape, you know, and that puts you actually in a place, a physical location.
Absolutely. That looks great.
Dope.
I'm liking that.
Castles. Let us know what you think about that. Moving on. Round two.
Super Dave. Round two. Fight.
All right, going with some 1602.
Dope.
Yeah. Is that the did they have Angelica or Angela or sister in there at one point?
I do not remember.
I think that's Secret Wars, Secret 1602. I think she was in that one.
I think that this is Neil Gaiman and his like superheroes back in 1602 type of thing.
They integrated 1602, I believe, in the Secret Wars, the recent.
Okay.
That's where.
Okay. They had a few different series come out. I have this one, the 1602 Fantastic Four, and then there's another one called New World.
That's dope.
But I read them when they first came out, so I don't remember what they're exactly about.
That's nice mysterious joint going on right there.
Man, y'all let us know, man. That's a stick. That was a big castle right there. Nice distance in the background, and that's what it's about.
You get to send Dave round two.
Let's pull up round two right quick. Let the people recap it. Tyrone Green drops it for Dave.
Oh shit.
But I like these so far. 3D Warner.
Of course.
3D Warner.
the Ready Sea Burner account.
3D Warner is that robot. I am a 3D Warner.
Mel Kwan dropped it for Dave. All right. Shout out Mel Kwan was good. All right. Trucking along, man. Y'all make sure you hit the thumbs up button if you haven't already done that. And for everybody who hasn't subscribed with us yet, that'd be nice if you went ahead and did that.
Yeah. McQuan does have a warrant for his arrest for shoplifting liquor at local liquor shops in different disguises. If you see him, do call 1-800-WINE-STOPPERS. I repeat that, 1-800-WINE-STOPPERS.
Wine Stoppers, damn. Well, Mel, you know, we're not going to snitch on you, you know, here on the Comic Book Trap House. Maybe unless Vic Vega has different plans. All right, we got one more round for tonight's Cover Combat. It's heating up. This is where we drop the real shit right here on the last round. Let's see how it goes. Vic Vega, are you ready?
Yeah.
Final round. Fight.
Oh, chico. So I went with the last one, right? I said, yo, I need the last one to be the best one I got. So I looked through my shit. I found something. And I went with this one, man.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Castle Grayskull?
Yeah.
If He-Man can do it, Castle Grayskull can do it. Nothing can.
That is dope.
So I got the whole staff, you know, Netflix shit.
Dope.
You know, salute to Netflix for bringing the Master Universe, you know, vibes back, except for the new generation. You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to beat right there, because not only just is it a castle, but it's like one of the most legendary, you know, fictional castles in come on, Castle Grayskull. That's a winner right there.
I should have paired it up with the goddamn tight battle cat that I got over there.
Amazing, perfect cover right there. If you had a Castle Grayskull, you should have grabbed it. I didn't even think about Masters of the Universe. I got a couple Masters of the Universe comics, and I don't know if they contain any castles on them, but what a great choice. Fantastic. Chat room, let us know what you think about that. Fire, round three, on the way. Let's see what it does.
Round, final round, fight.
Put it up. All right. Let's see.
Thunderbird.
I had a few. Nothing's gonna beat Castle Grayskull. But we will. How about we use this? We've seen it on Mustafar in the movies. Now we'll see it here in the series of Obi-Wan, Vader's castle.
Mm. Nice. I found some of those Vader's castles, but they never had the castle on there.
Yeah, that's full effect right there.
Go.
Damn, and that reminds me of like when they pulled Anakin out that damn lava.
Yeah, the Emperor made sure he kept him in some fire ass planet where he built his castle so he could keep him angry and pissed off all the time.
Yeah, they definitely missed a compass with that.
Vader's castle.
Like, no, Anakin, I have the higher ground.
Peace, Nasha, was good. All right, chat room, holla at us as we move in Super Dave for round three, final round.
Final round, fight.
All right, going with some Red Skull number two. That kind of castle in the background.
Nice. I had like two of them, and that's not one of them that I have of that limited run. That's a real interesting series. Like the covers, they cover like the art,
yeah,
the art style of that era.
I think I only have number one and two. I need to get the other three.
That's like constructivism.
Yeah.
Wartime are on posters and stuff.
Yeah, the propaganda posters.
Yeah, I'm feeling that. That's dope.
Real tight, man.
Round we three made it through.
Nasty. Yeah, let's pull up round three.
Let's give it up for everybody for getting through the rounds, man.
Structures, not castles, easy. Foreboding places of torture, dungeons instead of basements.
JP having his lighting so perfect, he don't have to turn his comic.
Yeah.
You know.
Production value. It's all.
Yeah, I gotta figure that out.
All right, let's get up.
I just pre-turn it. See if I come in like this.
Yeah, that's all.
It works.
That angle. That angle going. Let's take a look. Pull them up.
I lost. Pull them up.
See how we did.
Oh, hit.
Find the people. Find castle covers tonight for everybody. You know, if you're one of those people out there who collects comic books strictly for castle covers, and we got some great suggestions for you tonight. There's a lot of people out there like that. Castle comic cover collecting is a big time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Word up, man. So give us your thoughts. Let us know who you think took the rounds tonight. We had some really dope looking shit in there.
Then I gotta put all this shit away. This is CC for like only 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
You know, a trick I do, you know, for just the combats, I make sure that the comic that it goes right in front of stays up out of my box so that, you know, I don't even have to really go back looking through all everything. I know I kind of signal myself where I have to put each book back into.
Drop it on in.
And it's bloop, bloop, right there. 2 minutes. All right, you know, we always keep some wild cards on deck just in case, you know, somebody. We haven't had a throat cutter in a long time, man. That's a good thing, but it's fun nonetheless. Did you have any wild cards on deck, Vic?
Only one.
Let's see.
And that was just to say that I got one. I went through Batman's bin for this one. It's not even much of a castle, to be honest with you.
Oh, she's in a castle.
Yeah, Cinderella, you know, staircase with her little glass shoe over there.
Yeah. I'd say that's a castle. Cinderella isn't hanging out in any other structures besides castles, as far as I know.
Yeah, I was just trying to make the cut. You feel me?
Yeah. Passes to me. I like it.
Give something for the people to see, you know.
All right. Let's see. I had a few to go. Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, that's hard. That was a great one right there.
Him and his castle in the back. This is a little
that qualified for the Rams.
Black and white variant here. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's always decisions and stuff. Fearscape, issue number 2.
Nice.
Oh, that's dope. I love the zigzag path.
Mm-hmm.
To that remote cliff
island. Nice castle work. Another Vader's castle.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's tough. You was ready.
We had an Aquaman number 40.
Oh, I was looking for Aquaman and I had none. I was like, I was surprised because, I mean, Atlantis.
Atlantis poking up. That could be a castle. Yeah, who knows? Stephen King's Dark Tower.
Mm. There it is. The Gunslinger.
Marty was definitely digging, and then he got put all that shit back.
It's all good. I got my method.
It was long as
this was actually one that I thought about, but I should have used this in the RAM. It's one of my favorite covers of all time. Marvel Fanfare, issue number 6.
Oh, man.
I love this one with the ill dream
castle. Okay, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, it reminds me of Weird World.
Yeah,
you know that dimension in Marvel.
That's a hell cover. Always loved this one from way back in the day. Marvel Fanfare had some incredible covers. All right, and that was it for me.
I just had one.
Good stuff.
I just had 1602 Part 6.
Dang. Oh wow,
Gargoyles.
Yeah, that's heavy right there. Shit, that's
old. You had that whole run.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think this is only like 6 or 8 or something.
Tight. Dope shit. There you have it, y'all. We all had some heat this time. There was, you know, it was a close battle. Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite, though, I still got to go to Castle Grayskull. That's just sick.
That's a classic.
That's just sick.
I don't know. You guys had some amazing stuff.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. We haven't come up with an idea for next week yet. You know, we always encourage the chat, you guys, to give us some suggestions, your thoughts.
Alcohol.
On future
in honor of Milk Corn.
Well, that would be kind of a hard. I mean, that would be dope and fun, but it's gonna be hard to find comic book covers.
Yeah,
alcohol being consumed on, unless it would have to definitely be the whole independent route, or maybe some Iron Man shit. You know,
Tony Stark. I got some Iron Man's where he has consumed alcohol. You can tell.
Right. Yeah.
The aftermath of alcohol.
Yeah.
Milk Quan.
We did drug abuse, and that was pretty plentiful. We found plenty with
people.
But we love your suggestions. Like we say, hit us up during the week. We've got our Instagram. If you follow that, you can always contact us. Hit up the replays of some of our past episodes if you didn't get to catch some of them. And you can always leave comments there, and we always answer them too. So that's just what it is. Plenty of ways to get in touch with us nowadays out here with all this shit. Mm-hmm. We are not on TikTok, though. And won't be.
Yeah. I'll do that. Too much time.
Nah, man. But yeah, we appreciate everybody for checking us out this week. We'll be back next week along with our brother D Strong.
No doubt.
Collecting more stuff. Make sure you continue to stay safe out there. And be careful. Enjoy yourself. Read more comics. We'll be back. Peace.